At school, meantime, some students hadn't received a single job offer. One man, probably the best student in the department, did not even get a request for his dossier. He and I met outside a classroom one day, and he asked about my opportunities. He seemed happy for me. Faculty members beamed. They said they had expected it. After all, not many schools are going to pass up getting a Chicano with a PhD in Renaissance literature, somebody said, laughing. Friends wanted to know which of the offers I was going to accept, but I couldn't make up my mind. February came and I was running out of time and excuses. One chairman guessed my delay was bargaining ploy and increased his offer with each of my calls. I had to promise a decision by the 10th, the 12th at the very latest. On the 18th of February, late in the afternoon, I was in the office I shared with several other teaching assistants. Another graduate was sitting across the room at his desk. When I got up to leave, he looked over to say, in an uneventful voice, that he had some big news. He had finally decided to accept a position at a faraway university. It was not a job he especially wanted, he admitted, but he had to take it because there hadn't been any other offers. He felt trapped and depressed since his job would separate him from his young daughter.